you an update. My sound isn't working quite the way I want it to. That's my first update. I'm a little bit frustrated with it. But, you know, we're just going to go with it. We're gonna peter on until, just going to go forward into the great unknown with this sound until I figure it out. If anybody is good with working with Forsythe, Scarlet Solo Audio, and wants to send me a DM on Twitter, I'm at Isabellen, and I would so appreciate that so much because I can't hear myself talk. I can't tell how loud I'm being, and I can hear the background music really well. I can hear my own background music really great, but I can't hear myself, and that drives me batty. There is a way on Podbean to activate my headphones, but there's a delay when I do that. I'm hearing what you're hearing. I'm hearing a slight delay, and that's not going to work either. So anyways, I wanted to give you some updates. Updates, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Oh, I can do audio effects, right? Drum roll. There we go. Where have I been? What have I been doing? Well, I've been trying to write. I have a third Orcai story, Orcai Warbride story, that is about three chapters from being finished and a ton of edits. I don't know. I feel like I got in a hurry with the story and I need to slow it down. I wasn't happy with how my last one turned out, even though I loved it. I think it could have used another round of edits if you want to know the truth. But we put it out there and it didn't get the reviews that I wanted to have. And, you know, I've talked about a little bit why that. And then I feel like I lost my mojo. You know, there's this thing that writers get when you go from writing for fun to writing professionally. And I was reading some articles about what do you do after you had success. Choosing Her Alpha was quite successful as far as indie author book goes. And what do you do? How do you come back? How do you get over the anxiety, the performance anxiety? I did not realize that the performance anxiety that I had in drama class at age 17, 18, would be the same kind of anxiety that could come back for writing and producing stories that people like and enjoy. That's kind of what happened. I developed this anxiety about finishing things that is just maddening and frustrating and irritating. But I still love writing and telling the stories. In fact, I don't know if you remember, if you've been listening to the podcast, if you've been going back and listening to where I was reading aloud and inviting people to read my stories aloud, you probably have come across two stories, Caught, and the other story is Sophie and Micah. I had several guests read Sophie and Micah, and some of them were just so, so fantastic. They were all really fantastic. I thought in my head, Sophie and Micah was finished. I was finishing it for an online magazine, Indulgent Desires. Indulgent Desires didn't quite work out. It was a great idea, but it didn't work out. So I was finishing Sophie and Micah for an online magazine. And I finished it, and it was about 25,000 words. And I decided to turn it into a post-apocalyptic world set in Katie in the Reaper's world. What is Katie in the Reaper? Well, when I first started writing, that first year of writing, I was just like, blah, writing all over the place. I was working nights and I was writing. And then my client actually passed away that I was working nights with. And I kept writing. I decided people were like, oh, I like this. And I was writing on Wattpad, and I posted a total on Wattpad, choosing her alpha, her broken alpha, finding her luck, Katie and the Reaper, Sophie and Micah vanilla, and Sophie and Micah dark chocolate. Choosing her out, the alpha stories were one world. Luck was a different world. Katie and the Reaper is a third world. And Sophie and Micah was a contemporary experiment to see if I could write dark, a darker, more demanding, sexier hero. So I had Sophie and Micah. People responded to what I had. Micah, Sophie was this innocent, virginal Injune who'd been very sheltered and controlled and victimized by her mother. And I have mommy issues. Do we need to talk about that? No, we're not going to talk about that. Who had been victimized by her mother, and she does something independent. She wants to go into the other side of town where there are all these abandoned buildings and take pictures and capture their stories. That is something I personally really love doing or would like to do more of. I would love to take those abandoned buildings and create stories around them. Oh, wouldn't that be a great anthology to collect these photos of abandoned places and have writers write speculative fiction about them? I think it would. Don't you think it would? Come on. You know it would. Okay, so anyways, Sophie and Micah. So Sophie goes to this other part of town, and if you scroll back in my podcasts, you can hear people read from the first versions of this story. I took that and I put it in Katie and the Reaper's world. Now, Katie's world is messed up. The apocalypse has happened, and the world is left a very splintered place. There are, it has been invaded by creatures out of stories, out of myth, out of history. It has been invaded by not only are there a kind of zombie that roams looking for food from the human spirit, there are werewolves and vampires. There's not just one kind of vampire, though. There's several kind of vampires. There's not just one kind of shifter werewolf. There are several kinds. There, because there has been, it is a dimensional black hole, string theory, all that weirdness that I don't even begin to understand break. And so, it is the, and it also, Sophie, or Katie and the Reaper, I was also playing with some kind of conspiracy theories, like the Illuminati and some of the Mason conspiracy theories and New World Order, and what would happen if they helped engineer the apocalypse, but it went wrong. They didn't get quite what they wanted. So that's Katie and the Reaper. And the Reaper in that story is a kind of a monster eater. He is a create one. He has two other brothers. He is a set of the sleepers. He is woken up by the apocalypse, and he is out to bring some justice back. And there are certain laws that if you break, he will come and eat you. And it does not matter how big a monster you are, the Reaper is bigger. And there are several myths in this world about the Reaper and what he's going to do. Many people fear he is actually a kind of the Viking worm, and he's going to eat the world. So anyways, I put Sophie and Micah, which is a contemporary, and put it, lifted them, these characters, out of their world and put them into this post-apocalyptic world. And it has been so fun to rewrite. It is now closing in on 50,000 words. It will have a special sensual scene Sex in Shifted Form that I cannot put on Amazon, and people will have to sign up for my newsletter to get that scene. It fits in with the story, and I'm actually just going to do a fade to black because I don't want to be blacklisted on Amazon. So we'll have that special scene in it. It also has all kinds of creatures. There are troll taxicab drivers. These trolls are actually, they eat rocks. They don't eat, they're a different kind of troll. And if you break their troll bargains, and every creature has its own kind of thing, its own limitation and its own abilities. And there are lots of cameos, lots of creatures. There's a naiad. There are like the vampire, which are look like the I can't say it, but you know what I mean, the bald guys. I've created and I've set it in post-apocalyptic quote Chicago unquote. It's Chicago blurred. It's not real Chicago. You're not supposed to, you may not recognize it, Chicago. I'm hoping you guys can hear me okay. I've been testing my sound. If you're actually, I think there's one person still in the studio, but putting up with my update. So that's my update. That's what I'm working on now. It's almost finished. It's just right there. In fact, it's going to be finished. I'm combating some weird health things. I don't know what they are. Tiredness that is just comes out of nowhere and just lays me flat and I can't seem to wake up. And a few other little weird age-related things. I don't know what they are, but I don't have time for them, people. So that's one thing. What else is coming out? I wrote, if you liked Her Broken Alpha, and you remember that Naya in that story had a sister named Fee, P-H-E-E. Fee was already mated, but she did not have a true bond mating. She had a contract marriage where she entered into an agreement, a very civilized, controlled agreement with another alpha, and she would share her heats with him, and they would create a family together, and she would go on as an omega in society to be controlled and dignified and rise to the top of her social circle and be a queen bee among her social circle. And this is all Fee's goal is. Her goal is power within her community. Her goal is self-control and safety and protection within her community. And to achieve that, you need to be the perfect omega. The perfect omega is the perfect wife, the society wife. She's the trophy wife. She knows she is the trophy wife. She is groomed to be the trophy wife. She enjoys the power that being that kind of wife has brought her. She is cares about her looks. She cares about every action she does. She cares about how other people see her. And because she has entered into this contract marriage, it's a bit cold. They were friends, kind of ish, but the marriage is a bit cold. And early on into the marriage, things start to get a little bit jagged. And if you know anything about Omegaverse, she doesn't have one of her heats. She doesn't have a heat. In Omegaverse, the women have cycles and they have mating heats. She misses one. She has a couple very early miscarriages. And then her heats stop. And she goes into early menopause. And her life is basically, at the beginning of the story, you are seeing her in the clinic. She's just had an exam and she is being kind of looked down upon because she is no longer the omega powerful woman that she used to be, because she has lost the ability to be the significant necessary component in an alpha's life. I'm kind of looking at, exploring themes. I'm not going to go into those themes or what I'm... Hopefully there are women who relate to Fee and enjoy her. 45% of the book is her dealing with, you know, who she is. Who she is and what she's overcome. So those are my updates. Other things that that book is at the editor's right now, and I should be getting it done soon. In fact, I have to get the other book done before I can get, oh, Lord, help me. Those are my updates. The other thing is, I was in the coolest podcast the other day. I was listening. I hopped in to listen to, and it was one about, I need to go and listen to others. It was this morning. Let me look it up. It was with, there she is, Alyssa Coaches. She has a podcast here on Podbean. You should go and follow her if you like discussions about sexuality and relationships. She is a dominatrix and female-led relationship advocate, host of the Kink Friendly podcast. I offer sincere support to sex, porn, and masturbation addicts. Alyssa's Coaches. She is a beautiful person. The podcast I was in was Men Want to Be Loved, but Don't Want to Fall in Love. Of course, my phone isn't. And it was a great, great podcast. A friend was asking if they miss. I would love to get her on to interview her. I really suggest you go and listen to it. She's an advocate for men and for women, for relationships. She sounds like a total, complete, amazing professional. She, I really would love to. She made me think about how much I love interviewing. I'm going to reach out to her today, maybe if I get some writing done and some, I think I'm doing some stuff with my mom. So anyways, I just wanted to give you a quick update, and, that's all. I am going to, hopefully, I've got some old podcasts I need to publish for, Google and iTunes and Spotify. I really appreciate people who've been going through and listening and listening to old ones over and over. If you have any questions, send me some questions. Tell me what you want me to do next. Interact with me. If you want me to keep doing this, I'm actually a little bit of a feedback addict and an interaction addict. So if you want me to keep doing this, I need you guys to interact with me. Let me know what you want to hear next. More interviews? Do you want me to read from my books? Do you want me to have other people read? More audio plays? What? I love everything about telling stories. What are the stories you want to hear? Let me know. Thank you so much, guys.